B-Pod Studios.
You know what day it is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Hey, good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday?
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, we're all here again today, looking around the studio. That's three of us. LBF's over there.
Yes,
Brian
hello.
Bell, fresh off a corned beef dinner. I'm not jealous at all. That looked really good, Brian.
Yeah, I stopped by the Erie Pub on my way home yesterday. Had a boiled dinner for lunch.
That's delicious.
And a stout.
Nice.
It was good.
It must
strangest
have been really good.
St. Patrick's Day ever. I spent it at the airport, basically dropping off my wife, picking up my daughter, back and forth.
Great. So you're like a rhesus monkey.
No, I stayed 5 feet away from everybody.
Five? Yeah. It's six.
I thought it was 6 to 10.
Oh, really? I just did the wingspan thing, and I thought, you know, if I can reach out both hands and not touch you, we're both safe. But seriously, a lot of masks. Everybody at Logan coming off the plane are wearing masks. Some of them are bedazzled.
Oh, yeah. Well, you gotta merchandise it up. I think we should bring back hoop skirts.
Hoop skirts?
Yeah, talk about a radius.
Yeah, that's about 5 feet.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's great stuff.
Not hot, but yeah. That's...
No, plus, you know, I had a lot of things. So.
But it was so weird going. I went to Logan twice yesterday, right? Drop off my wife and then come back a couple hours later and pick up my daughter, who's flying back from London. And both times, flew in. I'm talking, you know, 1 in the afternoon,
right?
4 in the afternoon.
It's weird.
It's
very
strange out there.
Weirdly nice, but yeah, you realize
it's
eerie.
Yeah, and the more you talk, I feel like you should be behind the glass.
I know. He's like, my daughter's from London. Yeah.
No, they actually test her coming in.
Really? Did they stick a thing up her nose?
Some people got the swab. She didn't get the swab.
She didn't get
the
swab.
They did, like, the temperature. And you said she got, like, a checklist, too,
yeah, they
right?
did the temperature, yeah. And they gave her a checklist. So
they gave her a Silkwood shower, because that's what I feel like she needs.
She took a hot shower yesterday. No, I feel good.
What,
do
you
I
do?
I, like, do I not look good?
Oh.
Shut up. I've told her to shut up twice this week.
I
know. Wow.
That's the new normal.
What happens when you're quarantined together? All right.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, how'd you celebrate LBFO last night, you and Dave? Anything for
I
St. Patrick's
colored
Day?
St. Patrick's Day little worksheets with my daughter for homeschool.
Aww.
And cracked a Guinness.
You got to color with Guinness?
Yeah, I was like, you want to do some coloring? Getting Lucy to color is, like, no fun.
That's
she doesn't
not,
like
not
it. And I was like, what? I was so bummed out because I was, whenever I wanted a kid, I'm like, why? To color with
you
somebody.
To color again.
And then she totally blocked me. I'm like, But she did it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Stay in the lines?
And then I had a roast beef sandwich.
Nice.
It's not a corned beef sandwich, but the roast beef was going to go bad, so I had to
do my
duty.
You got to have the roast beef. Yeah.
Roast beef with an edge. All right.
Right?
All right.
A little blue around the corner.
Speaking of going out, though, seriously, check out our Operation Gift Card at WROR.com.
Yeah.
You know, it's growing more and more every day where restaurants, you know, are offering tremendous deals on takeout.
Yes.
The place I went to yesterday was Mexican because my daughter hadn't had Mexican in months, craving that. As it turns out, there's no Mexicans in London. Did you know that?
I mean, not a one or no, like,
well, not many. Not enough to get
not
a
to
good
have
restaurant
a restaurant
going.
That's good. There's not an avocado to be found.
You can't find an avocado.
Okay.
Well, you know what they are. They have another name for them.
Oh, right. Yeah, they're like some weird...
An alligator pear?
Alligator pear,
yeah,
yes. Yes, that's what it's
doesn't
called.
Doesn't sound as good, does it?
You really have a lot of knowledge in that noggin.
That's really good.
None that does me any good.
Yeah, no, that was good. So she was craving an alligator pear. actually, a pair of them. And the restaurant owner was so nice. He said, look, here's $10 off your next purchase.
Oh, good, yeah. So. People...
Do the takeout.
Gift certificates for later or gift certificates for takeout. Just
you
try.
You can do it all. Check it out, WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, and it is brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Hey, Prime members, save on organic asparagus at Whole Foods Market for only $2.99 a pound through March 24th while supplies last. You can find all Prime deals on the Whole Foods Market app. LBF, what's cool?
Has this self-isolation separated you from your lover?
Oh boy. I hope not, but it did
me. If it did, I have some ways to keep the fires burning.
Well, that's nice because I've got some social separation with my...
Oh, don't say it.
Wife. There you go.
Oh, good job.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Brian, what's cool?
All right, I've got... You know that. People
I almost
are
missed it. Go
trying
ahead.
To come up with ways to still watch some sports. You know, a lack of sports is kind of driving us a little nutty. So I've got something cool that one of the leagues is doing.
Yeah, it's fun, especially this weekend when you. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you three, believe it or not, positive things that have come through the coronavirus. Some pretty cool things.
Okay,
because
that's
we
good.
Need a measure of good news.
Right.
Any little thing will do. I got three. Okay, I'll be up.
Okay, if you're self-isolating apart or together, I have some tips. So if you're apart, like, you know, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, they're in at their house. Yeah. Maybe you could be next door, but you really can't see each other. So here are some tips.
Mm-hmm.
Make video chats a routine. FaceTime, you know, that's important. It's like a long-distance relationship.
It is.
I don't agree with this because I feel like it's a bad idea, but you should get creative, like sending sexy photos. Don't do that because they end up on the internet, all right? Just don't. But important, don't freak out because it's not nothing lasts forever.
Could you
like
imagine?
Your relationship.
Right.
Sorry.
No, but look.
Wow.
What can you imagine if, you know, things have changed so much. So if you were to send pictures, you imagine parents, right? So you pass and your kid finds your phone.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that?
Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
The therapy.
Yeah,
just
so
the bills.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Just
please.
Have some video chats.
Draw pictures.
Exactly.
Draw pictures. Oh, my God.
All right.
Anyway,
I'm
that's...
almost done.
Oh, you moved. Oh, come on.
All right, draw me like one of your French girls. All right. Well, I mean, I know with the lack of sports, we've been watching sports movies at night. We watched Rudy last night.
Oh, good.
A little family
film
movie
studies.
Night. Yep. But last night, NASCAR announced, because I like watching racing, they're forming the eNASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series, and it's actually going to kick off this Sunday at 1:30 when they were supposed to be running a race at Homestead, Miami. They're going to do a virtual race with iRacing. And some of the names that are in this, Kyle Busch, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, Clint Boyer, Christopher Bell. Some of the big names in racing and some of the guys that have retired are going to be running these. The graphics are kind of amazing. I watched one last week.
Yeah, they're fun.
They've been doing iRacing for years, and it looks pretty good. So they'll be... You know, virtual racing this weekend.
I think it's really cool. And you showed me that, Brian. And honestly, if you didn't tell me it was virtual racing, it looks so real.
Yeah, my family was making fun of me for watching one last night. Mm-hmm. Here's where it dropped off for me.
Yeah.
They did a quick in-car to some of the iRacers who were basically just sitting in their bedroom.
Yeah.
On a little...
The non-celebrity, non-race.
Yeah, like they hadn't showered.
Yeah, that's that. You don't
like,
want to see
that. You could probably cut away from that.
Let's have some mystery.
So we'll see. But
we'll draw them next
time.
It
might even be on NBC Sports Network. We're waiting to see where it's going to be
covered.
It'll
be fun, though. If,
something
like
to get us through.
You know what I've been watching is old YouTube sports? That's a blast.
Yeah.
Going back to the 80s, 70s,
80s. And people make fun of me for watching a movie over and over again.
Oh, my God. I watched the 1974 Firecracker 400.
So you can never yell at me for watching things over and over again.
We watched the Celtics 2008
finals
versus the Lakers. See, that was amazing.
You got now you can relive Tom's whole career.
I get it.
All righty. I know I said the magic word, TB. All right, real quick, some good news from the coronavirus. Number one, gas prices are plummeting. I'm seeing online.
But we can't go anywhere.
There's no traffic and gas prices are low.
Dang.
You have to stay home.
But it's $1.99.
Wow.
So I've seen it online. Yeah. Maine's got it really cheap up here. And number two, a couple in New York was supposed to get married Saturday in a big ceremony with over 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to let the virus stop them. Instead, they're getting married in their apartment with a maximum of 6 guests.
Ooh, whoa.
6 guests. Boy, pick those, right?
Those guests.
Oh, boy.
Remember when you didn't invite me to your wedding?
Yeah, right. Your apartment. The groom says, I can't go another week without marrying her.
Aw.
What a guy.
That's hilarious. And in about 10 years, he'll be like, I can't go another week with that. I need to kill it.
Give it another week of quarantine, see how you feel. Now.
And the last one. Here's a reason to stay hopeful. Mainland China only reported one new coronavirus case on Monday. Community spread. So if that's true, it'll be tapering off there fast.
Yeah. I like how you qualified it. If that's true. No, well, it is China. Well,
it is China.
They're not really up front with their information.
No.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
I just went through the big pet bracket, the top pet bracket at WROR.com.
Yeah.
So right now, it's the top 32. So you got 32 votes from now till Friday.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to face off, and then it'll go
to 16.
To 16.
Look at me doing math early in the morning.
Very good job, Olivia. There's some tough ones, like Charlie versus Cooper, Smudge versus Vino.
Yeah, well, I'll take the
Vino. Yeah, I know you would. Because you're going to smudge after. Anyway, it's really cool. Somebody, if you've... you know, maybe submitted your puppy or your kitty or whatever. There's even a monkey on there. You can go to WROR.com, vote today. You got till Friday. Somebody is going to end up, the grand prize winner gets to go to Barbados for a week.
That's fantastic.
And they have a year to use it. So hopefully by then we'll be corona free.
I hope so.
So go in there. You can vote as often as you want, too.
Great.
Yeah. WROR.com. So it's been almost 24 hours since Brian got the Instagram that TB12. Was not going to be a Patriot next year. How's everybody doing?
I'm fascinated by it. Here's why.
Okay.
Because I just liken it to a marriage, and there are two sides to this story.
Okay.
And Tom Brady is either the husband who walks in and says, "Hey, babe, I'm just not feeling it anymore," and leaves. And we're all left. We as the collective. We're the wives, and we're like, what?
Surprise.
Or Tom Brady is the spouse who's like, I have been telling you, I've worked so hard at this marriage. I have been doing so much to keep you happy, and I sacrifice, and I just can't do it anymore, and I'm leaving you. See you later.
Wow.
I think that's more the Tom Brady, and Belichick is the one who's like, yeah, I'm kind of done with this.
Right.
Feels that way.
And so poor Julian Edelman is just the child left between.
Right, exactly.
He's stuck with
Tom Brady's
with stepdad. starting to feel like he was just done after 20 years. Maybe the Belichick-Brady dynamic was old.
Tom's like, Bill?
Has Bill
you
said
don't
anything?
Even listen to me.
Oh, yeah.
What did Bill say?
Both Belichick and Kraft released statements about Tom Brady yesterday, how he meant so much to the organization and how he's the greatest of all time and it was time and blah, blah, blah. And I feel like
he said it was time.
Everyone kind of, it was time for Tom to move on. And, you know, we appreciate everything he gave. Uh-huh. But they're all, Bob Kraft and they're both putting it on Tom Brady decided to step away.
Didn't Tom go to Bob's house?
Yeah.
Kraft's house?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's how they try to spin it in divorce, too.
Okay.
Like, well, she decided she wasn't really into it anymore.
But what I think the Bob Kraft house visit was the Tom Brady Hail Mary going to see Bob Kraft and say, look, the Patriots never made an offer to him.
Yeah.
Because they're like,
not public.
Bill was like, oh, we made you an offer back in, like, training camp, and that was it.
Mm. Kraft's like the marriage counselor.
Okay.
and I think Tom Brady was just sick of Belichick's crap.
Yeah. That's what it feels like. Hey, you work for a guy for 20 years. You're just done. I don't care.
Tell that to your wife.
I don't work for my wife, LBF.
But don't you?
She does enjoy the fruits of my labor.
That boy.
Anyway.
Anyway, it's the only way I can handle this whole story.
Yeah,
I'm like,
a
boy, this is like an episode.
It is
like
a divorce.
Know.
Yeah, that's right.
It is. 20 years. Look what I did for you. Look at our memories. It's sad for everybody.
Are you saying he's leaving the older woman?
Well, no, because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, don't they stink?
They do stink. But they're in a better place.
Sometimes. Well, anyway.
So, warmer place. All right, what's coming up with our dirty, dirty laundry?
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So note to celebrities, don't go on Twitter and talk about the coronavirus because you're going to ruin what's left of your career. Vanessa Hudgens, we have what she said. She took it down.
She sounds like a bachelorette.
Oh, she's
doesn't she?
You have to listen to what she
she's
said.
Like every bachelorette you just don't want to hear from.
Right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's 6:46. Sunny start today. A few clouds and a high of 53, just so you know. 34 now. Let's see about the laundry with LBF.
Stars behaving badly in a time of a pandemic.
Yeah.
Exhibit A.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa Hudgens. Now, I liked Vanessa Hudgens when she was in High School Musical, but she's been kind of unemployed for a while, which means that she's been on Twitter and saying things. Well, she opened her mouth and just did not think. This is what she posted on Twitter yesterday about the coronavirus and about self-isolating until July. That's what she had heard. So here's what she had to say.
Count the likes. Go ahead.
So yesterday I did an Instagram.
Oh, that's not the one. That's her apology. Here you go. This is the better one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, till July sounds like a bunch of bull. I'm sorry. Mm. But, like, it's a virus. I get it. Like, I respect it, but at the same time, like, even if everybody gets it, like, yeah, people are gonna die.
Ugh.
It's just terrible, but, like, inevitable?
That was five likes.
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this right now.
No, you shouldn't be doing this right now.
What was she listening to?
It sounded like a French version of Fever by Peggy Lee.
Okay. Oh,
wow.
I'm just
deep cut, LB.
Yeah, that's a really good song. Okay. So she apologized. But
like, did she apologize?
She apologized because she said that her comments were taken out of context. There's no way that anything about that could have been taken out of context. She's just...
No.
You're gonna die.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, how?
Pretty bad.
It's really bad.
She apologized. Part two.
Part two. Not really.
Did she?
Yeah, she did. You want to hear a little bit
let's
of
hear
it?
A little of that.
So yesterday I did an Instagram live, and I realized today that some of my comments are being taken out of context. It's a crazy time. It's a crazy, crazy time, and I am at home and in lockdown, and that's what I hope you guys are doing too, in full quarantine and staying safe and sane. Yeah, I don't take this situation lightly by any means. I am home, so stay inside, y'all.
Okay, out of context.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever.
Sure.
She's canceled.
She did sound a little more with it in the apology
yes,
video.
Yes, exactly. Like, you know, never Instagram live after, like, you know, edibles.
Yeah.
Just an FYI.
Right.
All right, this is my favorite story because Jared Leto said he had no idea what was going on with the coronavirus situation because he was on a camping trip, but not just a regular camping trip. One that he has spent 12 days in silent meditation, no phones, no talking, no nothing. And so when he came out of it, he was like, wow.
Wow.
Where'd everybody go?
Well, yeah. Exactly.
So he was in the Mojave Desert for, what, 12 days?
Yeah.
Total
isolation. He's actually doing the isolation. He should never have come back.
Right.
Like,
wasn't
he just stay there.
I know you have more, but wasn't there another group of guys that went hunting?
There's a New York Times piece.
Yeah.
They went for 25 days.
25
they do this
20, days.
And they came out like 2 days ago.
Camping trip.
Yes, completely unplugged.
For a month.
Oh my God.
And they were like, what has happened?
Can you imagine?
World? No.
That's like a.
It's a Twilight Zone.
That is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to mention that, this is sad, because I really liked Kathy Griffin's mom.
Yeah.
She died. She was 99 years old.
A good run.
I
so
know.
So close to 100, though.
She had dementia, and she was, and Kathy Instagrammed about it a lot, but they were like buds, and she was on her show a lot, and it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
And finally, I just want to mention that if you want to watch TV, this is going to be fun.
Yes. Yes, please.
Animal Planet is going to show 94 hours of puppies and kittens starting today through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So just watching it, having it on in the background.
Yeah, you could vote on our pet thing while you're watching that pet.
Yes, go to WROR.com. We have a
top pet.
Top pet.
Yeah, it's like
a
bracket.
Yeah, I'm about halfway through right now.
Are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah, some cute. I love the names that people have for these top pets. You know, all the different names you're seeing.
I know they're
fun.
I Name my dog Norman.
Norman?
My best names for an animal were two cats, Fresca and Ringding. I was hungry.
Fresca?
Fresca and Ringding.
They don't go
it was
together.
The 80s.
You felt like you were
sure
dying.
Sure they do.
Yeah, because it's like having pizza and Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, Bob. I that's how you. I live my life.
Yeah, Fresca.
You met me?
Yeah, we've met. Okay. All right. Coming up at 7 o'clock hour, LBF has a theory why Tom Brady is much like a 43-year-old woman who is sick of her husband being ignored. Interesting theory you're not going to want to miss it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
It's super drama on The Real Housewives of Foxborough.
You know, you could have said, you know, I think I'm going to get Brooke some flowers.
You said on our very first date that you don't like flowers, that they're a waste of money.
Every girl likes flowers, Gary.
You say that you don't like flowers. I'm supposed to take that to mean that you do like flowers?
No, it's not about, you're not getting it. You're not getting this, Gary. Okay, it's not about the lemons, it's not about the flowers, it's not about the dishes. It's just, how many times do I have to drop hints about the ballet?
So wait a minute. Tom Brady is Jennifer Aniston in The Breakup?
That and, Goldie Hawn from First Wives Club. He's a first wife.
Okay, so let's set up the theory.
Okay, here's...
First of all, we're just going to take a break from COVID-19 for a few minutes here because everybody was talking about Brady yesterday as much as they were talking about coronavirus.
Yeah.
But LBF, this morning as we were preparing this show... Yes.
Very
right and early.
Show.
We were here, 3 in the morning? Yeah. And working hard. Anyway.
Yeah.
The boss is still listening. So you have a theory that Tom Brady, and I didn't buy it, but now I think you've convinced me he is the middle-aged wife who the husband has just taken for granted for too long.
Here are the players.
All right.
Bill Belichick is the husband.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady is the middle-aged wife.
Yes.
Robert Kraft could possibly be the marriage counselor. Mm-hmm. And Tom
maybe an
goes in.
It feels like a dad or an uncle that wants
maybe.
Things to work out, but doesn't
Tom
want to get involved.
In and says to Bill, Bill, I've been with this organization, for 20 years. I've put in all my work.
Yeah.
You don't appreciate me. You don't pay me well. I mean, that's, you don't listen to me.
Okay. Yeah.
I have done everything. I'm pliable. I don't even eat ice cream anymore because of you. I am doing my best.
I'm eating freaking avocado ice cream.
I'm doing everything to make you love me, and I don't feel loved.
You didn't feel
and
the
Bill
love.
And Bill Belichick's like, okay, because Bill Belichick has a 23-year-old waiting in the wings name of...
Jarrett.
Yeah.
Jarrett. Of course
Jarrett.
It's Jarrett. Jarrett.
From State Farm.
Right.
Yeah. No. Jarrett.
I know. But anyway. Yes. And guess where Tom is going like every other scorned wife? Florida.
Applebee's?
Well, there's an Applebee's in Florida.
Wow.
He's going to Florida.
He's like, I got to take a break. I need some sunshine.
California or Florida.
Yes. I'm going to go find myself.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take long walks
Someone
on the beach.
Me.
And I'm going to figure this out. And Bill Belichick is just like.
And you know who he's going to be seeing?
Clean.
Bruce. Yeah, there's Bruce in Florida.
Bruce who?
The coach, Bruce Arians.
Oh.
Who loves Tom. He appreciates Tom.
Yes.
Knows what his accomplishments are.
Find somebody. Yep.
Yep.
He was basically, Tom was on Tinder for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Instead of like just waiting around, like, who am I going to
And guess who swiped right?
Yeah,
Bruce.
Yes, Bruce and the Buccaneers. You know? And Bill, and
you know
what? And Bill doesn't care. Just like the husband, he's like, whatevs. I got my 23-year-old.
Oh,
and that's
burn.
It. Right?
Burn.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah,
because
I mean, Belichick's basically saying, the whole time, he's like, yeah, I mean, I know we've had great stuff in the past, but when you come down to it, you're 43.
Oh, my God.
You're losing a step.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I don't care how pliable you are anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
And the 23-year-old, Jarrett, is all bright-eyed.
Right, and like, I'll do anything,
sir.
Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
You're so smart and accomplished, and you're so great. And I can't believe I identify so much with Tom Brady.
Yeah, so... In the end, Tom Brady is Jennifer Aniston in The Breakup.
Yep.
Bruce Baby, I mean, well, Bruce is bringing him flowers now.
Right, yeah.
Baby wants lemon. Baby wants, gets lemon.
Yep. Lemons all. Florida's full of lemons.
Baby wanted
you wanted your sports talk. You got it this
right?
morning. All right.
I should definitely be the sports reporter on this station.
Really?
Okay.
I do feel bad for the poor kid caught in the middle.
Who?
Julian Edelman.
Oh, he's the
now. I have a theory on him.
Yeah,
he's the kid.
So he's the dad's kid in the breakup.
Is he?
Well, he has to stay with dad.
Yeah, he does.
Right?
Does he? Maybe he could go to court and go with mom.
To Florida, she moved to Florida.
Right.
Did you see Edelman's post yesterday?
The
B Bell.
The
B Bell right there.
Oh, here it is.
Here you go. I'll just give you the audio from it.
Right.
He went there.
You. Oh.
There you go.
Edelman.
Poor Edelman. I think Julian's hurting right now.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be missing mom. I'm she can cook. This one here.
It's sad. They need to sit him down and say, Mommy and Daddy still love you.
Yeah, I'm not going to call Jared my quarterback, okay?
He's not my quarterback.
He's younger than me.
You can't tell me what to do. You're not my quarterback.
There you have it. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Don't forget, real quick, Billy Joel is your 80s artist of the day. He's worth $500. When you hear Uptown Girl, 9 o'clock hour, we're going to play that. Caller 15 is going to win $500 to fill up the pantry. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
My pantry's pretty good. How's yours?
Are
you doing okay in the Falcone house?
Keeping on brand, I am ill-prepared.
Oh,
I mean, if you take a person who doesn't care, like, I don't... Winter comes every year, and every year I'm... stuck with having to scrape my windshield with my arm.
No,
because
no,
I don't. So a pandemic ups it so badly. I don't think I have enough stuff.
Well,
I have some frozen
stores
food.
Are still open. You can still make that run.
I know. I just don't want to go there. And
well,
also,
here's what we're doing.
What are you doing?
We're doing takeout while we can. While the restaurants are still open, they need the business.
Yeah.
We went and got a Mexican dinner last night, takeout. It was fantastic. And I'll mention the name of the place. It is Dos Lobos in North Reading. And they were so appreciative of our business. They actually gave me a $10 gift card on the next purchase of $35.
That's great.
I'll be back. But they were so pleased to have somebody come through the door.
Yeah, I mean, I did takeout twice yesterday because I got my corned beef lunch down at the Erie Pub. They were doing takeout only.
Was your lunch?
That was my lunch.
Nice lunch.
Well, it was St. Patrick's Day. I needed my corned beef.
Yeah.
So I had it nice and hot from there. And then for dinner, we were going to take out anyway our regular local place in West Bridgewater, the Barrett's Ale House.
Mm-hmm.
They've pretty much shut down, but they're still doing a menu for takeout. So we called them. It was not very busy. Really, just the owner was kind of running things there.
Mm-hmm.
So we tipped pretty well, too, because we feel just bad about it.
Yeah.
Roll in, get your pickup, and you're good to go.
So you drive by, you see a lot of them open. The open signs are there, but it's for takeout, carryout.
I'm thinking that I'm going to get, while you guys are talking about this, I'm going to have to go to D&E in Canton, which is a sub shop there. It's my favorite stuff, and get like 10 meatball subs and freeze them just in case they end up.
Yeah, or you could hit.
Wow, they're going to love you.
Right?
No. Like, a lot of places have reduced hours and stuff. Like, Town Spa, they already sell their pizzas frozen.
Frozen,
so you could grab some Town Spa,
that's
throw those
good pizza,
in the freezer.
Right?
Weird thing I bought, I have so much flour now.
Yeah.
And a giant bag of chocolate chips.
You're making scones,
scones, and I'm making muffins.
Oh,
I can't wait till I'm a...
You guys are all
going to
weigh like...
I know. My wife made an Irish soda bread yesterday. That's almost gone.
Right. Exactly. Oh, like, that's the thing, because you're there and it's in front of you.
Mm. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
But I was just going to say, so if you're you're looking for a restaurant that has, if you want maybe get a gift card for later, you can use it anytime. We're doing Operation Gift Card at WROR.com. Go right there. You'll see a list of restaurants in it. If you are a restaurant, you can add your link to it. It's so easy to do. And it links right to your gift card page.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Pretty good.
It's perfect.
Right? Everybody's there. 99, Legals.
Yeah, and even some places, I know some of the gyms that offer gift cards were on there.
Yeah, Revved in Dedham.
So, yeah, anywhere you can get a gift card. If you're a business that you can sell a gift card.
Do it. It's free.
Yeah, go to Operation Gift Card at WROR.com.
All right, Brian. All right, 7:45, the world keeps spinning. That means the laundry's got to be done.
That's
right. LBF.
Okay, so we have some cancellations. We have a good thing that Ryan Reynolds did, but then he trolled Hugh Jackman, which is always kind of fun. But let's discuss first why celebrities should not be on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Exhibit A would be Vanessa Hudgens from High School Musical. She hasn't done a lot of work since then, so that's why she's doing a lot of Instagram Live. And she went on yesterday or the day before and was talking about the coronavirus, and this is what she had to say about being in lockdown until July.
Yeah, till July sounds like a bunch of bullshit.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's a virus. I get it. Like, I respect it. But at the same time, like, even if everybody gets it, like, yeah, people are gonna die.
Oh, my God.
It's just terrible. But, like, inevitable? I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this right now.
Maybe.
Nope.
There's that one moment of self-awareness right at the very end. So then everyone went nuts because she's an insensitive weirdo. And then, of course, here's her apology.
So yesterday I did an Instagram Live, and I realized today that some of my comments are being taken out of context. It's a crazy time. It's a crazy, crazy time. And I am at home and in lockdown. And that's what I hope you guys are doing, too. In full quarantine. And staying safe and sane. Yeah, I don't take the situation lightly. By any means. I am home. So stay inside, y'all.
Okay, y'all.
Oh, my God. First of all, you can't take those things out of context. Like,
I know it was in context.
It was in perfect context.
It was in perfect context.
Yeah.
We all know you are a jerk. All right. Let's discuss Ryan Reynolds, who is not a jerk, who is lovely and for so many reasons. First of which, he owns Aviation Gin, which is a nice thing. But also, he pledged $1 million, he and Blake Lively, his wife, to a charitable food bank organization in both the United States and Canada because of the coronavirus, which is really nice.
And he's Canadian, right?
And he's Canadian. After encouraging people to take care of themselves and said, leave room for joy, he added, call someone who's isolated and might need connection. And he concluded his message with Hugh Jackman's number is 1-555, a crying emoji, Hugh.
Yeah.
I guess they have a friendly rivalry, and that's like they do
Isn't
this
to
each other.
Isn't that the Hollywood number, 555?
Yes, there
are no 555s.
Right. That's right.
Right.
Yeah, they never do real ones. I always wanted them to do real ones so I could prank them.
Didn't
that was
you
like
want
in
1982.
Just,
yeah.
So.
That's why they have 555. People
right,
like you.
Exactly. All right, so the Rolling Stones have canceled their tour. I just want to mention that. American Idol has suspended production because of the coronavirus. But like a little good news, Broadway stars are singing online. I know this is exciting you, Bob Ross.
Oh, no. Tell
A lot
us.
Of people are doing things online. You watched the Dropkick Murphys last night.
We saw that.
Night.
That was good.
That
Did you see
really
any
good.
Of the Dropkick Murphys?
I didn't.
It was great.
I know.
It's good for the soul.
It is. It is. Neil Young's doing some concerts online. So, like, fun things like that. So you got to check people's Instagrams or Twitter because Josh Gad is reading children's books. But Broadway from Home will be singing live from their homes on Twice Daily Video. So if you're a big fan of Hamilton or those sort of things, you can catch it on that. And they are encouraging people to donate to the Actors Fund, which helps out people affected financially and medically by the coronavirus. And also, like, you know, so many people, those people are out of a job. People,
yeah,
not just the people who are stars, but, like, you know, the chorus, the people behind the scenes.
New York's very close to shutting it all down, everything down, and, you know, shelter at home.
Yeah.
That's crazy. To see New York where you could just drive down any avenue right now, just without any traffic, is nuts.
Yeah, my brother and his family live in Manhattan.
Did you hear? Well, what's he think about de Blasio? Did you hear what he did? You know, he goes to the gym every day.
He does?
But not the gym in the mansion wherever he lives.
Yeah.
But he takes it over to Brooklyn.
Okay.
Okay? And he works out there and comes back, usually rolls into the office about 2 o'clock. He's telling everybody to stay home. He went to the gym.
He did?
Still goes. And they said, well, isn't this, you know, counterproductive in what you're saying? He said, well, I need to stay healthy to do the government's job.
Oh, that's not good modeling behavior.
No, that's not good.
Nope, that is not good.
Nope.
That is not safe.
Good for
that's
me,
what I say to Lucy. I'm like,
you.
Is that safe? No, that is not safe.
No. Everybody stay home so I can go to the gym,
yes,
please.
That's what he said. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Brought to you by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's Buy Two, Get Two Free Sale. WindowNation.com. Let's say good morning to our contestant this morning, Melissa Howland from Needham. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Hey, guys.
I like her style.
Yeah.
Energy.
Ready to go.
I like it. Melissa, tell us about yourself. Are you working from home these days? What's going on?
Totally. Surviving.
Surviving.
Sorry about that.
You've got kids?
Okay. Trying our best over here. Yeah, three.
Oh,
so
boy.
We'll see how this goes.
What are their ages?
7, 5, and 2.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
I'm
Melissa.
I'm so sorry.
Now.
I mean,
yeah, we're trying our best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's all you can do. That's all you can do.
Okay, we're going to give you a shot at $1,000. And I think these questions are, I think it's doable today, LBF.
Very doable.
All right, Melissa, here's how it goes. You know, she's going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. Get them all right, you win $1,000. If you're not sure, just say pass, and we'll see if we have time to come back. You ready to go?
Totally.
Here we go.
What's 10 times 10?
100.
Oh, there's one of them.
What do you call a baby chicken?
Chick.
Who sings We Built This City on Rock and Roll?
Jefferson Starship.
What beverage's slogan is Taste Great, Less Filling?
Pat.
What was the name of Michael Jackson's pet chimpanzee?
Ooh, Pat.
What was the first U.S. city to have a public school system? Paul Revere became a hero after acting as a messenger during what war?
Revolutionary.
Which river does the Brooklyn Bridge cross?
Pass.
Who is Beavis's sidekick?
Butthead.
Which U.S. state's name is derived from the Spanish words for snow-covered?
Colorado.
What beverage's slogan is Taste Great, Less Filling?
Miller Lite.
What was the name of Michael Jackson's pet chimpanzee?
Bubble.
What was the first U.S. city to have a public school system?
Go, go, go.
Oh, shoot. Minnesota.
Hail Mary.
Wow, you're great.
I like how she passed, but then you came back and got him. That was good playing there. All right, Melissa, well, I think you got six right.
Seven?
Oh, no, not good.
No,
seven.
And it was Boston schools, isn't it?
Yes, it is Boston. Tell you which river does the Brooklyn Bridge cross? The East River.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. state's name that's derived from the Spanish words for snow-covered, not Colorado, Nevada.
Yep. Oh, right. Oh, wow.
That was a tough one.
Oh, so you only missed three.
Yeah.
And 3 plus 7 is 10.
Yep. Wow, look at that, Melissa.
Okay, all right.
We're
helping out with your math lesson
Bob
today.
Bob doesn't play this game, and there's a reason why.
No, Melissa. I can come over and do a math class for the kids. What do you say? Sound good?
If you never want them to balance a checkbook.
I just lost track, that's all.
No problem.
All right. Melissa, was it fun? Did you enjoy that?
It was totally fun. Hey, why not?
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one thing from our show, you never go home alone. So first of all, or empty.
Yeah, no kidding.
Never go home alone.
We never go home alone.
What did she win?
Well, you.
Well, a handsome new actor.
Self-isolation with Bob Bronson.
No. Sorry, Melissa.
Oh, all you right. Should be.
Yes. This will be my third shot up. Melissa, $100 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's. How's that sound?
Awesome.
And we have a bonus prize for the kids. Give them a choice there, Brian.
All right, we've got some digital downloads, either The Lion King, Toy Story 4, or Frozen 2. Would you like any of those?
Oh, no way. Toy Story 4.
There
you got it.
Go.
I will email it to you momentarily.
All right, Melissa, hang on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
No, we like your style. Good luck with the kids. 257. I know what that adds up to. Trouble.
Okay. Right. Very good.
Okay. All right, Melissa,
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. There you go.
She was good. She flew through those.
Very nice. Busy mom. You're still putting the game up every day. People can play it.
Yep. WROR.com. It's multiple choice. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Something to do today.
Yeah, sign up like Melissa. You're always going to win. She got a $100 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's. I'm pretty sure they're still doing takeout or take home.
Yes.
So there's that, and plus the bonus of a video. So give us a shot. You could win too. Just go to WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, it's 8:22. LBF, what do you have? What's cool?
Well, I just shoved some peanut butter
bread
in my mouth because I thought we were playing another song.
No, we're not. No.
If you're self-isolating together,
yeah.
Tips so you won't kill each other.
Chips to do it.
Chips and tips.
Chips, okay, good. Brian?
Oh, boy. I have some tips.
Yes.
For parents who are trying to teach their children at home and, you know, also maybe work from home.
Mm.
Great resource for you. Make things a lot easier.
All right. So I'm going to have just something light. Not, well, something lighter, but might be fun for dinner for the whole family in celebration of this sandwich.
Okay.
It's the National Sandwich Day. Well, I'll tell you which one it is.
Oh, I love a good sandwich, obviously. I'm just shoving peanut butter and bread in my mouth.
Yep, there we go.
Get ready for the... So if you're self-isolating together, you have a couple of tips so that you guys won't, like, kill each other or get really aggravated or feel claustrophobic. So get ready for the day like you usually do. Don't sit around in your pajamas all day long. Get up, take a shower, get dressed, have a meal. It passes the time and it helps things be normal.
Yeah.
Have your own separate spaces, even metaphorically. If you're stuck in a small space, you can give each other some space. Just you don't have to entertain each other all the time. Do fun things together. Play some gin rummy. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there are other fun things you can do together, too.
You've heard what Dr. Oz had to say.
I did.
He highly recommends it.
Well, this person
Lots
recommends badminton in the yard.
That's not... No. Try again.
Okay. Whatever you're into. And let the little things go. So at some point, the breathing in and out is going to bother you.
Yeah.
Just take a breath yourself, walk away, and remember why you fell in love with this person in the first place.
Also, remember why these tiny houses that were all the rage?
Yes.
Not so good.
No. Nope.
Can you imagine being in that tiny house?
Not anymore.
Nope. All right, Brian.
All right. Well, if you're trying to survive and attempt to teach your children, I know my kids yesterday, my kindergartner, Lila, they actually did a Google Hangout with her class to do show and tell.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. And then, my fourth grader, Sam, he's getting some lessons from school. And I've got a great resource for you. This is actually my wife who is working from home and trying to teach the kids. She works for Bank of America. And Bank of America is doing all these grants.
Mm-hmm.
They did one for Khan Academy. It's K-H-A-N, Khan Academy. They usually do like SAT prep, stuff like that. But right now they have entire like schedules and lessons that you can do with your kids for any grade. Preschool right up to high school, and there's a little schedule, click to link, like with classes and things you can do. They're doing Facebook Live stuff. There's a lot of Facebook Live things you can find.
I think Kate posted on Facebook that Bank of America made a huge donation.
They've committed to over $100 million to different grants.
That's really cool.
So
good for
Khan Academy. Check it out. It's print out a schedule for today, and maybe you can ease the teaching at home
a
little.
I can imagine. All righty then.
I'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That, when did you record me?
When you moved south.
That's happening.
Do you know what today is?
What's
In honor
today?
Of that woman who just wants to get fat and sassy. The Sloppy Joe. It's National Sloppy Joe Day.
Sloppy Joe.
America's
Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe.
That's it. That's it. America's. Thank you, Adams. All right. It's one of America's favorite hot sandwiches. A delicious combination of, you know what it is, right? A delicious combination of beef, onions, sweetened tomato sauce and seasoning slapped on a thick hamburger bun. Or is it? Is it a manwich?
When it's dinner time and time's tight.
I just brown some ground beef and have a manwich night.
Mom's working late and you've got to feed them right.
We just brown some ground beef and have a manwich night.
LBM, stop
all day and hasn't had a bite.
Mom just brown some ground beef.
Hunt's manwich with tomatoes, onions, peppers, and your ground beef makes tonight a manwich night.
Just brown some ground beef and have a manwich night.
Hey, you've managed to make the sloppy Joe messy and dirty.
That is some sort of commercial.
Just brown some ground beef.
I'm so glad I was a kid when that commercial was on.
You like the manwich? You like the manwich?
Wednesdays are manwich night.
And I have a manwich and watch Manimal.
Hey, now. It's not a sandwich. God. It's a manwich.
That's amazing. So, I need you to play that again.
Hit it, Belle. That's just too funny.
Okay. But I hide the manwich. I just brown some ground beef and have a manwich night. Mom's working late and you've got to feed them right?
We just brown some ground beef and have a manwich night.
Your team's played all day and hasn't had a bite.
All right, we get it. You got a manwich.
All right, brown some beef and have some manwich night. Okay, let's check all your right.
Now, wait a minute.
Wow.
I'm not done.
Oh, what are you, you're not done?
I'm not done.
Oh, really?
Wow. I just wanted you to know that the original Sloppy Joe was from Havana, Cuba.
Really?
There you go. In a cafe called Sloppy Joe's.
Oh.
You needed to know that.
I did need
Joe,
to know.
Sloppy Joe.
Where was the manwich invented?
Sandwiches. Daddy's home.
Okay.
And you managed to make the manwich, you know.
It's not my fault.
Yeah.
The commercial is ridiculously fraught with sexual innuendo.
But who thought of that until you
I am
did.
Not the first person to think of that.
Daddy's home.
When it's dinner time and time's tight.
I just brown some ground beef and have a manwich night.
Mom's working late and you've got to feed them right.
We just brown some ground beef and have a manwich night.
Yes, have a manwich night.
Wrong with you.
Team's played all day and hasn't had a bite.
Mom just brown some ground beef.
Manwich
night. Hunt's manwich with tomatoes, onions, peppers, and your ground beef makes tonight a manwich night.
Just brown some ground beef.
That's all you got to do.
Manwich night.
Hey, have a manwich night.
LBF, would you have a manwich night? I mean, it's just...
God,
I'm just having a manwich night. Really?
It's Wednesday.
It's just a sloppy Joe.
A manwich. Just...
It's not a meal. It's a
manwich.
Daddy's home. Daddy's home. All right. ROR, good morning.
I'm having a blast listening to you guys. Are you drinking?
No more than usual.
Yeah. Why?
I got to tell you, what an upbeat morning this is with you guys. Thank you.
Oh, that's
so nice.
Thank you.
So nice.
It's been fun. Sloppy Joe's a pretty nasty, but I'm still enjoying the show.
But a manwich is a meal, right? I love it. Hey, thank you. That means a lot to us. Have a great day. Stay safe.
You too, honey. We're all listening, so you guys keep it up. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Wait, I got one more thing to say.
What's
there's going to be either a lot of divorces, or when this is over, there's going to be a lot of babies.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Yeah, doctors and lawyers are going to be busy.
Safe and don't touch each other.
Oh, no.
No worries.
I can't guarantee that.
It's manwich night.
Daddy's home. Yes, he is.
Oh, my God.
Was nice.
Yeah, that was
very nice of her. Look, we talked about it last week. We got to have what we call gallows humor. Otherwise, we're just going to be in this coronavirus vortex, and that's all we're going to talk about.
It is. I'd rather talk about manwich night.
I know you would. Rest assured, caller, that we are at least 5 feet apart from each other at all times.
I'm going to the grocery store and getting some manwich.
Yeah, you are.
Daddy's home.
Have fun tonight, Dave.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.